A new program in Camden County aims to help overdose patients who come to area hospitals get treatment for their addiction. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the idea was announced today during a lunch to honor police officers who've saved lives by using naloxone.
It's become commonplace to call opiate and heroin addiction in New Jersey an epidemic. But Freeholder Director Louis Capelli says it's time to change the status quo in Camden County.
Once folks are taken to the emergency room, they're given a card with some information and that's it. We're training individuals in the emergency rooms to become familiar with the process and the treatment that is available through our program. So we're hoping that the folks in the emergency room will have some success in convincing some of these addicts that it's time to get some help.
Under the program, anyone in Camden County who is saved from an overdose by naloxone will be offered free outpatient detox followed by outpatient treatment in Pennsauken. The program is called Operation Sal, which stands for Save a Life. But it's also meant to memorialize Sal Marchese, who died of a heroin overdose 5 years ago. His mother, Patty Dorenzo, is a member of the Camden County Addiction Awareness Task Force. She helped develop Operation Sal and says it's a bittersweet way to remember her son.
If Sal wasn't the boy that he was, I probably couldn't do this, but he was a beautiful boy, and yes, I have to save lives for him and know that his life, he didn't die in vain.
The county is putting up $150,000 to kickstart the program, which it estimates will cover treatment for about 50 people. Four hospitals are participating: Kennedy, Virtua, Cooper, and Our Lady of Lourdes. Operation Sal should be up and running by next month. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.